This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am going to dive right in with this quick and dirty one for you today. The question I have for you is, are you feeling lit up by your business? We want the answer to this question to be a yes. You spend way too much of your life in your business, thinking about your business, being on your business, strategizing about your business, wishing your business was something, wanting to create something in your business. Like, you're thinking about it all of the time. This is the curse of the entrepreneur. And so when you ask yourself the question, does it light you up? You want the answer to be yeah. Like, I am fired up to get out of bed in the morning and think about, how am I going to solve this problem? What does my next level of creativity look like? What are we going to do with this masterclass? How can we do this workshop in a way that feels different and exciting? How are we going to stand out? Like, these questions shouldn't feel like a heavy weight. Like, this gets to be exciting. And I have to say, and I know that it's going to sound annoying to some of you, but you know that you do just get to choose for it to be exciting. Like, even if it's felt really crappy, even if you felt really low, even if you felt really incapable of doing this, you can just decide to look at things differently. And in fact, every single time in your life you've decided to look at things differently, it started with you just saying, fuck it, I just can't be bothered anymore. Like, I'm tired of hearing myself moaning about it. I'm just going to do this differently. And from that decision, when there is enough intention behind it, guess what? You do. So if we were going to make it really, really simple, I would just say decide. That would be really annoying. I also think that it's important for me to normalize the fact that it's okay if not every single day you wake up feeling like, yeah, I got this. There was quite a period in my business where I didn't feel like that. I've kind of alluded to this maybe in the last episode. Like, there was bits of 2023 where I didn't feel like that. And I have to say that when you've been in business for as long as I've been in business, also that's normal. First year of business, when you're like, I just feel like I'm throwing spaghetti against the wall and nobody's buying and people are asking me, how is business? And really, I want to say, oh, this is the worst thing in the whole entire world. Why did I leave my job? But instead I go, yeah, it's fine. I'm back to you. Like, it's normal to have those periods. We all have seasons within our business where not everything is amazing. However, there is an and to that statement. And the and is, we also create our own reality. And the reality is if you are feeling heavy about your business, if you are not in love with it, this is a reflection usually of something that you are not doing or you are avoiding doing in your business because you think that it is going to cost you something that you don't want to pay the price of. And that might be time, it might be energy, it might be happiness, because you think, if I make this decision, it's going to make me sad. When in reality, not making the decision is making you way sadder. I really encourage you, if you have been feeling like, oh, things are not great, like, I don't know what to do, I'm feeling stuck, I do not feel excited and happy, I want you to ask yourself, what is the thing that I'm not doing or avoiding because I'm afraid of something? That's the thing that you need to do. And here's the thing that I am so clear on. When you do that thing, it's never going to be as bad as what you think it is. And it's going to create so much freedom and resiliency as you stretch your inner trust muscle, and also just the muscle that does the lifting in your business, the muscle that does hard things. When you do the hard thing and nobody dies, you're like, okay, I can do this. And it gets just a little bit easier the next time. So what are you avoiding or not doing? Do that thing. And that is going to create a whole new level of liberation. Now, on to the good stuff. If you're not feeling excited, what can I do aside from doing the hard thing? Can I do to get myself in the zone and in the vibe? First thing, put yourself in environments with people who are really lit up, with people who are super excited about what it is they are creating, with people who are actually doing things, and allow their excitement to rub off on you. Energy is contagious. So when you look at the environments that you are in right now, how many times are you actually having conversations? And I don't just mean, like, listen to this podcast, amazing. Go onto YouTube, amazing. And like, what is going on in your real life? How often are you putting yourself in places where your mind is being blown by the enthusiasm, the excitement, the joy, the desire from the person that you are speaking to, from the person whose environment you are in? It's like activating you. How often are you like, oh, I feel alive just by being in your company? This conversation, we're going deep. It feels expansive. Like, I love that type of conversation. How many times are you in a place where somebody says something and it just sparks a thought? It shifts your perspective. You're thinking about things in a way that you have never thought about them before. Get yourself into those spaces, because something will be said, a story will be told, or just something will be prodded out of you that makes you go, ah, light bulb. That's what we're looking for when we put ourselves in these spaces. So when was the last time? And if the last time was last week, amazing. When are you going to do it again? You get to notice when you put yourself in these environments if it has an adverse effect as well. As in, you go into, rather than being inspired, you go into comparison and you go into, oh my God, they're doing all of these things and I can never do that. If you notice yourself in that space, this is where in Infinite Receiving, the book, you get to look at the wealth trifecta and what it means to detangle your intrinsic sense of wealth from your external value. So that is the price that people pay for your services, the price that other people think what you offer is worth, and your leverageable wealth. So the money that is in your actual bank. It's really important. I called it the wealth trifecta. We have the wealth trifecta. Actually, I'm talking about the worth triangle. Those three things, being able to detangle. And when you're able to detangle your own intrinsic value from your external value and your leverageable value, the money that you have in your bank account, you stop being jealous and stop being envious, because you no longer feel inadequate. That you are the source of your own power, not the money that somebody gives you, not how much money is in your bank account, not the inheritance you're going to get. You are the creator of your own power, and nobody can take that away from you, and nobody can actually give that to you. You give that to yourself. And when we start to really do the work around knowing that, not just on an intellectual level, but at a cellular level, we find it much more easy to celebrate somebody else's win rather than allowing that to make us feel less than or not enough. So if you find it activating and triggering at the moment to be in those types of environments, that is where you get to do the work on the worth triangle. Number two, you want to connect with your vision for who you're becoming on a daily basis. I have been banging on about this, one, since forever, and two, since I did a whole training on creating an anchor to your future self in session one of the Gateway. And I listen to this anchor every single day. And the reason that that is so powerful is that it feels exciting to listen to the version of me who has created what it is that I desire to create. It feels liberating, and it's just a really freaking helpful reminder for me to focus my energy and attention on what I have said is important to me, what is a priority for me. You know, in that anchor statement, in my first sentence, I say, I live the principles of infinite receiving, knowing my greatness, allowing myself to be infinitely supported, allowing myself to be a generator and a portal for infinite love, and really acting from that place, behaving from that place of knowing that I am a limitless, conscious co-creator. So hearing that changes the way that I do my morning walk. It changes how I show up in Voxer. It changes how I write my posts, because I'm remembering that I'm living from these principles. One of the things that I say is I make courageous decisions every single month. It's like, oh yeah, what is the project for March? And what do we need to do in order for me to be able to say, I've approached this courageously. I've done something differently. I talk about the fact that I speak my goals and desires into existence every single day. So having those reminders of who I am becoming and then choosing behavior that is in alignment with that, that fires me up, because I know that I'm being somebody different. I know that I am raising my calibration level, calibrating to my next level every single time I bring that version of me into my now, into my presence. And that fires me up, because she's excited. She's excited by life. She's excited by my business. She's excited by what it is that we get to do next. She's even excited by the process of my becoming. So this anchor statement, super, super powerful work when it comes to us connecting with that future vision that we have for ourselves and bringing that into the now. Final tip for getting excited again about your business is to learn something new. I love learning new things. You want to learn something new, then you want to implement. This does not work if you do not implement. Otherwise, it's just more information. It's more knowledge, but you can't turn it into wisdom without practical application. So you want to learn something new. You then want to implement it. Then you teach it. And that is so good for your confidence, because you're like, oh, I've learned this new thing and now I get to share. Obviously, you credit the person that you've learned it from. Obviously, you get to say to people, I'm not an expert, but I've used this and it was super, super helpful. And now I want to share it with you. Like, that's easy. But there is something for me that is so deeply, wildly invigorating when I am learning something new. And then, you know, I get to share that with my team, or I get to share that with my clients as we either implement together or I implement and then share the results. So these are my top three tips for you when it comes to getting back in the vibe with your business. So put yourself in new environments, connect with your future vision, and learn something new. Okay, I hope that this episode has been super useful. If it has, do me a favor and share this with somebody that you think will benefit. I would deeply, deeply appreciate that. And for all of you book lovers out there who have purchased Infinite Receiving already, thank you so much. Our next focus is really driving reviews. So if you've read it, if you've read some of it, if you've liked it, if you've ended up in tears, as so many people have said, I've just read chapter two and I'm crying. And I love it. I love that you get that release. But if you have read it and you've enjoyed it, you've got even one nugget, then I would deeply, deeply appreciate a review on Amazon. And you can do that even if you didn't buy the book from Amazon. So that's pretty cool. So leave me a review. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles.
Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activateinfiniteReceiving.